It's kind of like, you go ahead and hang your 52 on us, and then we'll see what we can do after that.
The line, I think, is 47.
Is it? Yeah, I figure take A&M and the points there. Ought to be a great day for football. So anyway, David Petraeus is going to testify today behind closed doors in the Libyan consulate attack. There'd been some question as to whether or not that was going to happen. Maybe that was the reason that he resigned ahead of time, but obviously he's going to go over there and do that. It's a closed-door thing.
Well, they're thinking that that's, you know, one of the reasons maybe he didn't fight it a whole lot is because he wants to say something.
Actually, it's already started. It started at 7:30 Eastern time, which would have been 6:30 our time, so they're up early this morning. Wow. Senators up at that time of the day. Who knew? So yesterday, they had a classified Senate Homeland Security briefing about same attack. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Classified. Okay. Closed door. Well, John McCain decides he wants to hold a news conference instead of go to the Homeland Security briefing. Yeah. Now, get this. So, when asked by a guy from CNN, Ted Barrett, why he didn't just go to the briefing rather than hold this news conference to bash the administration, McCain says, I'm not going to comment on how I spend my time to the media. And then pressed again by Barrett, why didn't you go to the briefing? He said, because I have the right as a senator to have no comment, and who the hell are you to tell me I can or not?
Well,
yeah. Want to know what they really think about the media and about us? Because after all, he's a U.S. senator. And again, if they're having a briefing to tell him this, why does he decide he wants to go out and grandstand? Give me a microphone. Give me a camera. And at the same time, House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Alina Ross Layton left the Benghazi hearing, so that she could go on Fox News and talk about it. She's presiding over the meeting. She leaves the meeting so she can go be on Fox News to grandstand.
Good Lord.
These are the people that get elected.
And we pay them.
Yeah, we do. And they think they ought to be there forever.
Yep.
Oh. All right, so we've talked about whether or not the Republicans can figure out what they need to do. Did you hear Bobby Jindal?
He
guy who looks about 14, you know.
He does.
Governor of Louisiana is warning the GOP to, quote, stop being the stupid party, end quote. Stop being the stupid party. The Republicans need to tone down the anti-immigration rhetoric and stop demonizing political opponents. Ronald Reagan biographer and conservative advisor Craig Shirley also kind of jumping on the party's message as incoherent at best. Remember Rand Paul? Rand Paul, he's one of the real heroes of the Tea Party movement. I mean, when he got elected to the Senate, that was a big deal.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, he was, and as he was doing that, I mean, the crowd was chanting as he was campaigning. They would chant gridlock, 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 because you know they wanted to just stop the way that things were going. Rand Paul now says, "quote We need moderation." End quote.
Is he trying to get reelected?
Well, the thing is, it's pretty interesting because that's not what got him reelected. I mean, did not get him elected. The moderation thing. Now, he doesn't run again, I guess, till 2016. But then again, the whole idea about this is the Republican Party going to be a viable party? Now, the governors, the Republican Governors Convention, they met in Las Vegas.
Because that's where you can take everything seriously.
Yeah. Why don't you meet in Amarillo? Why don't you meet in Des Moines? Why do you have to go to Las Vegas? I don't get that.
Because it's fun there.
Oh, well, excuse me. Isn't there work to do?
You're really going to go down that road.
I know. So anyway, at the Republican Convention Governors Association meeting in Las Vegas last week, while Jindal stressed the we don't need two Democrat parties, we still hear comments that drive him up the wall, like from GOP pollster Glenn Bolger. Why do 18 to 29-year-olds favor socialism over capitalism? That's because in their definition of socialism, it's I'm living in my parents' basement because I can't get a job, and that's a pretty good gig, end quote. Okay, see what happens. See what happens. Again, I don't know. Young people like the idea of not having to go out and find a job. I don't know what you can do about that.
I heard something interesting on that the other day, though. It's not as... We only lost out by, what, 3 million votes?
Okay, right.
They had 200,000 people on the Democratic side on the ground getting people to the polls.
Yes, they did. Yes, they
we
did.
We had 20.
They got the vote out. They did get the vote out.
If we would have done that, how many of those would have turned around? So it's not necessarily that it needs to change, you know, that the thought process needs to change. Our machine just needs to get bigger.
Well, and again, we will see how Texas is a great petri dish for all this. I mean, we're going to see what the Republican Party can do, because obviously voter ID and immigration reform are hot button issues because of the large Hispanic population in this state. What does the new Republican Party look like? Or is it going to be a new Republican Party? Do people hold to the hard line? Again, Joe Strauss is at best, moderate Speaker of the House, even though he's a Republican. He's trying to reach out to the Democrats in the Texas House. What is the political look of Texas going to be? I mean... and then you've got a governor who's probably going to want to run for president again, and he'll want to turn hard right. We're going to have ourselves a little mix master politically right here, and I don't know exactly how that's all going to play out. But just remember, 1,000 people a day are moving to Texas. 1,000 people move to Texas
and they're
today.
Not all ours.
No, they bring their beliefs with them. So. You may think this is a deep red state right now, but it's liable to be turning toward purple or even beyond that. Just remember.
It could happen.
Yep.